on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
More than 8,000 patients, including some in East Kent, are being advised to undergo a test for hepatitis C after a health worker tested positive for the virus. The East Kent NHS Trust says it's contacted a small number of people who were treated by a former member of staff that worked at Ashford's William Harvey Hospital between January and April 2006. GP Dr. Hamid Khan says it's unlikely the infection would have been transmitted to that many people.
I have no doubt that the NHS Trust in question would have contacted every single person who even has the remotest chance of being affected. And if patients at the hospital have not been contacted, I think it is completely reasonable for them to assume that they wouldn't have been affected.
Anyone who's been sent a letter is being urged to get checked as a precaution.
KMFM News.
A major review says pregnant women in England should be given their own budgets to spend on maternity services. Nicola's got the details for KMFM.
Well, under these guidelines, mums-to-be would get around £3,000 to spend on personalised care. Lauren lives near Maidstone. She was diagnosed with postnatal depression after having her first child, but says care during her second pregnancy was much better.
I had the same midwife throughout the pregnancy, and afterwards I saw the same midwife as well, and I had such a different experience. So certainly I think if there's anything that can provide more personal care, it made a huge, huge difference.
Women would be able to choose how and where they give birth or which hospital they go to for scans. Virginia Howes is an independent midwife in Kent. She says it all makes sense.
We have countless amount of evidence that individualised continuity of care save women and babies' lives. So by denying it to women, it's unethical, isn't it? I mean, if it was a drug, we would be giving it and saving lives. This is the way forward. We have the evidence.
The review's also calling for better care after babies are born.
A British nurse who caught Ebola in Sierra Leone is back in hospital for a third time. Pauline Cavicki was in isolation for nearly a month after contracting the disease in December 2014 and was treated last year for meningitis caused by Ebola. An Ashford woman's admitted attempted murder after throwing a young child on the ground head first. Kim Clark from Stumble Lane in Kings North ended the plea shortly before she was due to go on trial. The child suffered head fractures when it happened in February last year. The 34-year-old will be detained at a psychiatric unit until she's sentenced.
KMFM News.
It's emerged four lorry drivers are being arrested at the Port of Dover every week after stun guns are found in their vehicles. Many of the weapons, which can be bought legally on the continent, are disguised as torches, with some hauliers using them for protection against migrants. Julie Maddox is from the Freight Transport Association in Tunbridge Wells and recently travelled back to Kent from Calais.
The driver that I was travelling back through in the cab of the truck said that he actually comes through Calais with his heart in his mouth. So although FTA does not condone the carriage of stun guns, you can understand why these drivers are so concerned.
A senior judge in Kent has warned truckers they face a minimum of 5 years in jail for bringing the weapons into the UK. Firefighters are currently tackling a blaze in a car park in Sevenoaks. Crews were called to Bly's Meadow shortly after midday to report of a car on fire, which has spread to another vehicle. It's not yet known if anyone's been hurt or how it started. And a record number of us have applied for tickets for this year's Kent Big Weekend. More than 122,000 applications have been made for tickets to attractions in the county over the 12th and 13th of March.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Football and Arsenal host Barcelona in their last 16 first leg in the Champions League tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, the likes of Luis Suarez, Lionel Messi and Neymar will be at the Emirates this evening. Elsewhere, Pep Guardiola's Bayern Munich travel to Juventus. Meanwhile, Manchester United will play West Ham in the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. It's after they beat League One Shrewsbury 3-0 last night. It's United's first win in four matches. Manager Louis van Gaal believes his side can still challenge for trophies this season once he gets all of his players back from injury.
I think in March are coming a lot of players back. So then we have a full selection, and with our full selection, we were first in the Premier League.
And in tennis, British number one Johanna Konsas moved into the second round of the Mexican Open in Acapulco. She's beat Estonia's Anett Kontaveit in three sets. Tonight, Heather Watson opens up her campaign against the USA's Christina McHale.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.